Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astral Minds 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, Brian. Hi. How's everybody doing?
Well, we hope that everybody's doing great and you know, they're hanging in there for 2012 and things to come. But, you know, what's on the agenda for tonight, Agent?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Colorado shooting. It's a horrible thing for us to hear during this retrograde period. Any thought on that?
You know, that's interesting. I was reading some information about that. Now he's... His lawyer probably wants him to plead insanity. So I'm sure, you know, they're preparing him, you know, so that they can prove that he was insane when he killed these people, so that he don't have to go to court.
Well, just goes to show you, Roy, what the influence of the media and the movie industry can do to somebody's mind. And that just goes to show you what it did to his mind as he was watching those kind of movies as a kid, you know, the violence and the killings and everything. And as a kid, he felt like it was okay to do those things. And that's why he's
That's interesting. Can you hear me, Adrian? Adrian, are you there? Nathan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back on, Roy.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Good. We lost one of our callers, but we do invite our, you know, callers back on the air again. We were having a little difficulty, some technical difficulties. Seems like during the Mercury retrograde, it seems to affect, you know, a lot of electronics and a lot of mechanical things that seem to have problems. We've seen this in the past. But how would you say that this Mercury retrograde causes a lot of problems for people with these kind of mental problems?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it, like I say, it goes back to his childhood, and somehow it affected him mentally. I believe the mental problem that he had was back when he was a child. He lived a normal life, as they say on the news. You know, he had no criminal history, but there was a simple an effect that from a movie that affected him when he was using drugs at the time. And if he was on drugs, that can counteract whatever he might have left himself open to possession from a movie, because we know that being in those lower vibrations, you can open yourself up to some possession, you know, to some demons, you know.
So would you say that he was demonically possessed?
I most definitely think that he was, because whatever the character had in that movie was all about rebelling against the government. And when I was watching it, I noticed that it was all about rebellion, and it was all about the New World Order.
Hmm. Well, what's interesting, they say that he might even have been tied in with some of these groups, these protesters, different organizations and stuff, we don't know, what his background is. But it makes a lot of sense, he had been experienced something and had become very rebellious. That's why they say when he was started going on his killing spree, he really didn't, pick out who he was going to kill. He just killed anybody that got in his path.
Yeah, and I think that was all part of, like they said, he was wearing a hockey mask. And that's what the character Vane, he was wearing a hockey mask. And Vane had no conscience of killing anybody in the movie. He was out to kill, and that's all he thought about, was killing hundreds of people.
And that's interesting, because that, when you mentioned, or even the media mentioned about a hockey mask, it reminded me of the movie Jason Lives.
Very similar, but he had more of a mask of, like on Mortal Kombat, where Scorpion had that mask on his face. Or you see the mask, like of Sub-Zero. It was more like a mask like that.
So would you say that this mask was hiding his identity and he was becoming another a character, whatever that might be?
Oh, yeah, and it was perfect for him to really bring out that archetype. And the archetype just took fully control of his body, and it possessed him.
Wow, that's amazing. So would you say that he had a split personality, or he thought he was other, characters, or even, people from different movies?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Scientists will say that it was a mental breakdown or some kind of mental problem. They'll try to diagnose him and, like you say, experiment with him. But the truth, the bottom line is that he got possessed and he opened himself up to the devil's power. And you see the results of what the media and the movie industry has done to his mind.
That's interesting. But we don't know, these people's history. We don't know what they might have been going through when they were younger. They could have went through a lot of abuse, not only mental, but physical and emotional abuse.
Well, they say he came from a really happy family and that he was a good kid and he had no criminal history. But I think that he felt like he was abandoned as a child. I felt like he was somebody who was like the black sheep of the family.
Mm.
And he wanted attention. He wanted people to know him and what he was doing, and he wanted to let people know how he was feeling inside. And the only way for him to do that is by killing people, because he had a lot of inner anger that was building up all those years. And he's very emotional and sensitive person.
That's interesting. But again, we want to invite all our callers and listeners out there to join us tonight, you know, and give us some of your views on this, or if you'd like a free reading, you know, give us a call and we'll answer any questions that you might have, you know, 2012 or things that are coming. But again, what are the messages that we have to our listeners about on how to protect ourselves from this?
Well, the best thing to protect yourself is to not sign any contracts or do any long travel trips, to get grounded, start meditating, start putting the energy of green around you, start putting up your mirrors, your homes, start putting sea salt around. You know, just it's a time of just really focusing on your protection.
That's interesting. I mean, can a lot of people come in contact with negative people who, in what we call, psychic vampires? I mean, can these people steal your power, you know, steal your energy?
Oh, yeah, very easily. And I not only just steal your energy, but they're contaminating your energy by bringing illnesses in your body.
So would you say that they're toxic?
I would either say toxic or I would say parasites.
Wow. And these people don't even realize what they're doing.
No, they don't, what they're opening themselves up to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like opening up a Ouija board.
Yeah.
You know, there's no difference.
And what about these people? Are they more prone to becoming possessed by some of these entities?
Well, see, that was the other thing. I got the feeling that this kid was into witchcraft and Ouija boards.
See, they might he might have attended or even came in contact with a group of people who were into all of that.
Yeah.
And they might have opened, a porthole up.
It's very possible, because if you look at the movie Paranormal Activity, what happened there? Think about
it. I mean, they didn't think, you know, they thought it was something innocent. They didn't think, you know, what was gonna happen, the complications that come from that.
Mm-hmm. And last night, it was really weird. I was listening to a video of this guy reading the scriptures about what's going to happen to those kind of people in their own personal hell. And every sin or everything that they've done is going to be 1,000 times worse in hell than it is on earth.
Wow.
The pain is worse than it is on earth. And that is the tears of Christ's crying heart.
Mm-hmm. And that's interesting, because this, even though, you know, he might not end up in prison, but he's going to end up in a mental hospital in which he's going to be dealing with a lot of his own personal hell.
Yep.
Because, you know, they'll be experimenting on him and trying to find out, you know, what caused all this.
And it's almost like being a guinea pig.
Yeah.
In a cage.
Yeah, I mean, they want to know what makes him tick.
Yep.
Because, you know, he's no different than a serial killer.
They're going to poke him.
Yeah. And there's even some that they even take part of their brain out.
See, I don't know how true this is, but the Christians believe that when you drink alcohol or when you're an alcoholic, a snake enters your body.
Wow.
In your soul. And the snake wraps around your soul and chokes it.
Wow. That's amazing. We're getting one caller right now. Should we invite that caller on the air?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and invite the 707 area. You're on the air? Hello. No, looks like they were just listening. So we'll wait, for the next caller. Again, we want to send a message out to all the callers and listeners to, join us tonight. And if you have any views or any questions, we'd love to, help in any way or, that's why we're here. But what else do you have for our listeners tonight, Adrian?
Well, I think it's important to watch positive things during the retrograde and feed your mind with positive affirmations. And you'll co-create that. The more you feed your subconscious the positive, the more you'll co-create it.
And that's interesting because I was getting some music, for my oldest son, and this is Adrian's older brother. His name's Ritzy. I was getting him some music, and I was getting some Christian spiritual music. And you could just feel the vibration, from these, singers as they, sang and praised God. And I think that's the vibration that, we need to be in, especially, during the Mercury retrograde to help all of us so that we could, lift our vibration and be more connected to Source. What's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I think that's the whole point of the retrograde, why God created it, was to bring us back to His Source and for a lot of people to understand what is a retrograde and how does it affect us so that we can prepare ourselves for the second coming of Christ.
And that's interesting because remember when we first learned about Mercury retrograde, you related it to the movie Neverending Story. And what was that in that movie that you related it to?
Well, can you repeat that again?
Remember in the movie Neverending Story?
Oh, okay.
And how did you remember you related the Mercury retrograde to that? What was the part that you remember?
Well, it almost reminds me of the nothingness, which is what they call it in the Neverending Story. They call it the nothingness. And I had a card. I remember I had a deck of cards that I used to read, and it had that card, and it was called the nothingness. And what it meant, it was a time for people to silence their minds and quiet their minds, go into meditation, and really co-create what they desire, and to slow down and think about your life. And that's pretty much what the nothingness was. It's like just nothing to look forward to, nothing to do, just silence your mind.
So would you say the reason we have Mercury retrograde is to slow things down, that time is moving too fast and people are moving too fast and their minds are scattered?
Yeah, and I think it helps to shift the consciousness as the planets shift. Like you said, without all this violence and everything and evil, we wouldn't return back to Source because we wouldn't have all these things to pray to God to and ask for His help. You see what I mean? He wants us to ask for His help. and that's why all these things are happening.
And that's interesting, because why is it that the media, you know, that's where they make their money, is from, you know, violence, from killings, from, you know, fear, you know, and a lot of it is, all it does is create hatred.
Exactly, and that's what God wants, so that the devil can really see if they really love God or if they really love the devil. And that's what he really wants to know.
And a lot of it is, you know, what it's all going to come down to is, can we learn to forgive?
Can we learn to love God, is what you mean.
Can we learn to, you know, love God, you know, and have unconditional love?
Yeah, I mean, we have a choice. We can either love God or we can love the devil.
Yeah.
There's two choices, you know. The devil is inside of all of us. He's a part of all of us.
So would you say that's part of the I am?
Exactly. And I was reading that online, is that the devil has control over the mind of man. So therefore he'll enter your mind and corrupt your mind, so it blocks out God from helping you. And therefore, if he has total control of your mind, body, and soul, then he can do those things. He can get somebody to kill. Get somebody to kill, rob a bank, do whatever he wants them to do. Just like hypnosis.
Wow. So a lot of it is mind programming.
Well, yeah, he's hypnotizing them.
Part of that black ops.
Mm-hmm.
Where people are being hypnotized and don't even know that they are being hypnotized.
Yeah, because he's entering your mind and he's telling your subconscious what you should do.
Yeah.
He's your conscience.
Wow. But, you know, what's more interesting, you mentioned about the, you know, the devil being part of us. Well, if you look at it in that way, then you would say that the devil is more of the conscious mind and God is more of the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I think that he controls the conscience and God controls the subconscious.
Yeah. But yet we have that ability to shift to the subconscious that fast, if we, you know, truly want to. Because we've seen
to.
That with hypnosis. We've seen people go under, you know, with hypnosis, and then go and shift into the subconscious mind that as fast as you could snap your finger.
And that's how fast the devil can do.
Yeah.
And that's how fast God can do.
Right.
But the real question is, do we have a choice?
Well, we know we have the, you know, free will to make that choice. Let's go ahead with, we have another caller from the 561 area. Let's go ahead and invite that person on there. 561, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
In Chadwick. I'm living in West Palm, Florida. I'm from New York. I'm from the islands, Jamaica.
And is there something that we can, do you have a question for us tonight that we can help you with?
I like to find my spiritual guide and what my career is going. And maybe love life, or, I don't know, whatever you can help me with.
And what are you doing right now?
Right now I'm not doing anything. I'm putting things together, as in, because I want to come out with a clothing line. So I'm putting, like, my ideas and stuff together.
What are your skills? What are your talents?
I have a lot of skills and talent. As in, like, what do you? You have to be.
What do you enjoy doing the most?
I like fashion the most. Styling. I like styling. So.
You're gonna have to speak up a little bit louder. Where it's sort of fading
like
away
style.
On us.
I like the style. I have my nursing degree. I don't really use it. I have like a DNA.
So I'm getting that you like to help people. You like to take care of people.
Yeah.
And are you doing that now?
No, but I was planning on getting back into it just to get a little finance going so I could start my own company or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And are you living alone or are you?
No, I'm living with my mom.
You're living at home with your mom?
Yeah.
And if you were to do something different right now, what would you be doing?
I have a couple plans thought out, like going to school, fashion or something, or maybe going to the Navy and try and find a career in that, or just moving into like a big city where it's more. I don't know. I have different plans and ideas. It just depends where I want to go with it.
So one of your plans is that you want to travel. You want to go to different places. You want to meet new people.
Yeah.
And what's preventing that?
The money and what am I going to do when I do move to new places, and I don't know. There's a lot of different things.
Do you believe in God?
Yeah.
And do you believe that He can help you through anything that you might be going through right now?
Yeah.
And as long as you continue, you know, your faith, you know, and your connection with God, then He's going to make all these things possible for you.
Yeah.
You just have to, you know, believe that and have faith.
I do. I go to church, like, every Saturday on the Seventh Day Adventist.
Hello.
Hmm?
Main thing is right now is you need to start focusing on what you want to get accomplished, and you know, and if money is preventing you from getting that, then you have to start using your talents and your skills to get back into the, you know, where you were at before making money.
I wasn't making any money before. I was
Yeah, were you making any money being a nurse?
Yeah, I was, but it was like around, I'm 20 now. I got my nursing when I was like 16, 17. That was
mm-hmm.
like a long time ago.
Well, you need to, you know, get back into, you know, what's going to help you to bring, you know, more money into, you know, your goals. Is there any way that your mom can help you to accomplish those goals?
My mom feels like she's done with helping me, like she's done all she can. So I'm not really asking her for anything.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that she's already helped you as much as that she can?
Yeah.
Well,
that's the reason why I was thinking about going to school or maybe the Navy or something.
You know, and this is another thing to consider of things, you know, in that area that are not moving fast enough for you, or if you're not getting the kind of job or income that you want, then maybe being in, you know, in the military would be your next step.
Yeah.
Is this something a reading that,
like,
you considered?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going on, like, with, like, just underneath, like, with the military, I mean, with the Navy. The reason why I haven't got in yet is because I'm going through a lot of court cases and stuff like that. So it's like, I'll wait till that's done. And that's going to be done soon. Like, this month, I should be done with it. And then, I mean, not this month, next month, August, should be done with it. And then, well, we're in August right now. I don't even know. All right. Now we're in July, so in August, I'm going to be done. Yeah.
What do you do, you know, when you're not working? I mean, are you, you know, doing some studying, or are you just hanging out, or hanging out with people that you know, or what?
Just hanging out, really. People I know, maybe. Sometimes I don't go anywhere, don't really. I stay one place most of the time.
And what about these people that you know? Is that pretty much what they do all the time too?
Not really. I only know one person that does it, but I don't get out of my house that much. I don't really hang out with people, with friends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's been since yesterday. It's been like four weeks since I hang out with my friend. Like, I don't hang out with Steve at my house.
Well, the main thing is, my guides are telling me that you have to start focusing on getting out and, you know, and meeting new people and going into a different environment.
Yeah.
Is that something that you would consider?
Yeah, that is. I mean, I've been trying to get out in a way, like, not to get out, but, like, to meet new people. I've been trying to promote on my Twitter, my website.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, try to get a business mind, really. I'm trying to get into, like, a more of a business mind. What I want to do in the future, I guess.
Well, the main thing is, and do you know how the law of attraction works?
The law of attraction?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
You don't know how that works?
Mm-mm.
See, a lot of it has to do with, you know, the way we think. If we can see ourselves in a successful business, in a successful career, then that's what we're sending to the universe. And the universe, you know, sends back whatever we're projecting. Or, you know, it's almost like planting the seed. You know, you see it, you know, you expect it, and then you collect it. So you have to see yourself wherever you plan on being, in a career or even a relationship or even a different environment.
So you have to start visualizing. You have to start, you know, meditating, you know, doing all the things necessary to help so that you could be more focused.
I feel like I have. I've been meditating a lot. I feel like I've been doing that, yeah.
Yeah. Another good thing is in the movie The Secret, if you can get a hold of that movie from the library or someplace,
yeah,
I recommend that you watch The Secret. You ever heard of that movie?
I think so, but I'm not. I'll look it up. I'll probably watch it tonight. You know what year it came out?
It's been out for a while. It's probably been out for about 5 or 6 years, I think.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Yeah. So you could probably, you know, get it online or whatever.
Yeah, Netflix, the website.
And what the bleep do we know?
Yeah.
And it talks about quantum entanglement, which means we are at all places at all times.
I'm also trying to learn how to, you know, because I'm interested in being a psychic, not like being one, but like, you know, how I go about learning and finding wisdom, knowing my spiritual guide, finding my archangel, all kind of stuff like that.
And that's good. Just keep, you know, doing your research. You know, there's tons of, you know, videos on YouTube. You ever go into YouTube?
Yeah, I've been on YouTube. I never actually, like, really looked how to find my spiritual guide, but I don't
know.
And
you could find the secret and what the bleep do we know on YouTube also. Yeah.
Okay.
You just put it in your search, you know, type it in there, and it'll bring it up for you. I recommend that you, you know, do more research on that. So it's going to open up your awareness, and it's going to, you know, help you to be more connected to the spiritual, and, you know, and help you to, you know, get your goals accomplished. The main thing is you got to, you know, open up your mind. You know, just don't focus on the things that are going on right now or things that's happened in the past. You know, that's where we're all at right now. You know, this is why we're in 2012.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that we could open up our minds and be more connected.
Do you know if I have, like, an old soul, or do I have a young soul? Do I have, like, where does my soul originally come from? But you have to do more.
Actually, you go way back. I'm getting that you go all the way back to the times of this goes all the way back to the time in China. You used to be a monk.
A monk?
Yeah. See, you were betrayed back then.
I'm getting that you were a very lonely monk, too.
Yeah.
You had your own monastery.
Yeah.
Are you single right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that when you were a monk, you were very lonely and single, and you were like a hermit. You're kind of like a hermit now, aren't you?
Yeah. A hermit is
like to live alone.
Yeah, I like to be one with those.
You like your space, yeah.
You had a lot of followers back in that lifetime, but they were jealous over you. That's why they betrayed you.
It's because you were more smarter, or you were a genius back then. You had it all, but you gave it all up. And the reason why you gave it all up is because you were tired of people backstabbing you.
Yeah.
You lost your trust in a lot of people.
No.
Did you have a lot of problems as you were growing up when you were in high school?
You have no idea.
Were people always giving you a bad time?
You have no idea. Like, you have no idea. I probably had the worst childhood than you. I'm not going to say I have the worst childhood. People out there still not eating, but have bad childhood,
See, these are just, you know, part of the things that you were experiencing when you were a monk. You had a lot of rivals. You know, these people, you know, they just wanted to give you a bad time all the time. And you had more strength than them. Spiritual strength.
That's weird.
So, you know, that's why you're seeking your path again. And, you know, and you're on that road now. You know, and that's where you need to be.
Okay.
See, there is no coincidence. There's a reason why you called this tonight, and these were the messages that needed to come through for you.
Yeah.
So that you could know who you were, and you know, and where you're going.
That's cool.
So you see anything with my love life? Or you see anything with my love life? Or
actually, I've seen a new romance coming your way.
You do?
Right now, you're paying off some karmic debts. You believe in karma?
Yeah. I try not to, but
Well, you're paying off some of those debts right now. Once those debts are paid off, then things are going to turn around for you.
Yeah.
And that's when you'll meet that special person. Main thing it says not to focus on, what you don't have or what you've lost in the past.
Yeah.
But focus on the things that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And by that is, you know, keep your mind busy, you know, do your research and use your talents and your skills.
Yeah. I'm
right now you've just been sort of daydreaming.
I'm not gonna lie, I have. Because I'm trying to find, I don't know what I'm going to do with my career. I'm just like you said about the karma, I've been paying it off. So, like, as I'm paying it off, I'm just waiting until it's done. Like, well, to me, the karma, what you're talking about, is I have court cases. And my last...
You know how you're going to pay that off? It's by helping others.
Yeah.
See, the more that you do for others, then that's when the universe is going to do more for you.
I feel like I do. Yeah, I am.
Have you been doing some kind of community services or something?
No, nothing like that. I don't have nothing. It's not serious. It's just one last court date, and when that court date is done, it's like on the 28th or something. When it's done, that's when I start. I'm either thinking about like you said, the Navy, or I'm thinking about making my career of
now is that holding. Once you get cleared